first of all, I'm going to say before I launch into this, the Blues Brothers is the brainchild of Dan Aykroyd, and he was trying to get John Belushi on board. I didn't know any of this, but I will learn this later on from John Belushi, actually, and from Dan Aykroyd. So how it went for me is this. There's a couple of cast of characters real quick. First of all is the building where I met them. And this was a place that we would get together. I had a band I was in called the Nighthawks, and Robert had the Robert Cray Band. Robert Cray and Richard Cousins, his bass player and friend, partner, they moved to Eugene, Oregon in 1975. So we made friends quickly. And I ended up living with the bass player, Richard Cousins. And during this time, Richard came up to me and said, "Hey, I guess Robert's got a part in a movie. And they're getting all the guys from the black community who play music in this movie and stuff." And that was that. It was a conversation, lasted a few minutes, and moved on. A couple of weeks later, you know, we're musicians. So we got to think of where our money's going to come in from. So we came up with this idea of putting together both bands, Robert Cray and the Nighthawks, and doing a review. We would play, I'd play a set, Robert play a set, and then both bands would get together and play songs that neither band has in their set list. Does that make sense? And so, okay. And so in this building is the Eugene Hotel where we're going to do this in the ballroom. But we're already working on Monday nights in this building at the lounge there. And we'd call ourselves the Crayhawks. So that was, so it was basically the drummer from the Nighthawks and myself and Richard and Robert from the Cray Band, the Crayhawks, you know, and that's what we did on Monday nights. So here's the story. It's Saturday night, and I'm opening up this Saturday. I'm the first act. And then after me will be Robert and then the whatever. So as I'm on stage, a cocaine dealer comes up and yanks on my pant leg. His name is Richard as well. But we call him Little Dick because he's only about 5'2". And so he's coming up. This is the local, one of the local cocaine dealer guys, right? He's going, "Curtis, Belushi wants to meet you." I'm looking at him, "What?" "Belushi wants to meet you." "The problem is, Luke, is that I'm in the middle of singing a song. And I tell him to go away. And he keeps pestering me and I get naughty, you know, nasty with him." And so he walks off. At the end of our set, I walk off stage and I'm heading towards some friends. And he comes up, grabs my arm, turns me around, and goes like, "Ta-da, Belushi," he says, "Belushi." And I look and there's this guy and he's about 5'8" and about 5 feet wide. He's a stocky dude. And he comes up and he goes, "Hey, man," and we shake hands. I'm like this, like kind of going, "Okay." And he goes, "Hey, I like your music. I like what you're doing up there. You remind me of a friend of mine. You look kind of like him," he even said. I had brown hair, you know, parted, you know, whatever. He goes, "You look like, he plays harmonica too." And I thought to myself, this is no kidding. I remember looking to the left and looking at the stage and thinking to myself, who gives a poop? You know, really? I mean, every hippie in Eugene plays harmonica, right? So I go, "Oh, okay, whatever, da da da." He goes, "Yeah, well, I'm with the movie in town." And this is the punchline. I go, first words out of my mouth were, "Oh, yeah, Robert's in that movie." So I'm telling Belushi, "You know, Robert Cray's in that movie." He goes, didn't drop a beat. He goes, "Yeah, I saw Robert today. He taught us how to dance." And so, all the musicians I can name off the band, I'll be real quick, is Robert Bailey on piano, Robert Cray on bass, Ronnie Steen on drums, this actor by the name of, the guy who played Otis Day in the Knights, I can't remember his name, sorry. And another guy named Tommy Smith is playing guitar. And they are mimicking the music on that. So that's Animal House. Let's go back. I'm meeting Belushi. I don't know what the movie is. I don't know he's a movie star. It's Saturday night. I've never seen Saturday Night Live or know who this guy is. So he says, "Yeah, I saw Robert today." And I go, Oh, cool. And this, and then he says, I'm with this variety show, and I'm telling you, it's grueling, man. I have to fly from New York to Portland and then drive from Portland down here to Eugene to do this movie. And tomorrow, I got to do it all over again, go back up to Portland, Portland, fly over to New York. But on Monday, I'm really excited. He goes, yeah, man, I'm excited about this because we're going to have Ray Charles on our show. Now, he didn't say Saturday, we're going to have Ray Charles on Saturday night. He just goes, we're going to be doing a show and have Ray Charles on our show. I go, what? What'd you just say? I go, what? He goes, yeah, we're going to be doing a show with Ray Charles on this. You know. I just pounced on him. And I said, you're going to doing a show with Ray Charles? And my first thought was, you got to ask him about Guitar Slim. And he goes, who's Guitar Slim? I go, you don't know who Guitar Slim is? God, he's had the biggest hit in 1953, a classic blues. It's considered a classic. The things I used to do. He's a guitar player with a mile-long guitar. He used to paint his hair green, way ahead of his time, the biggest hit. And I said, you know, Ray Charles was the band leader of that session. So that said, he's looking at me and I go, did you know Ray Charles plays alto saxophone? He goes, he plays saxophone? You know, like, what? I go, yeah, man. And then I told him where you can find it. I said, Atlantic Records, 1958, live at Newport. Ray Charles plays alto sax on a song called Hot Rod. He goes and he looks at me and he says, let's go smoke a joint. So we go up, we're at this hotel, right? So there's a room somehow he has or something, and we go someplace private and smoke a weed and talk. And about 4 days later, he calls me up and says, Curtis, Judy is cooking dinner. I want you to come over. We're staying at this. The studio gave them a house to stay in, Belucci's, you know, and gave Judy Jacqueline and John Belucci a house to stay in. That's what they do. He's the star of the show. And the other crew and actors of that movie are staying in a hotel, right? You know who it was in town that I was excited about, I would learn, was like Doug Kenny, who is the editor and comedy genius of National Lampoon. And I was buying National, so I didn't know Belucci. I knew Doug Kenny, you know, when I think about it. So anyhow, he says, Curtis, come on over and have dinner and bring your records. And that started a long friendship until, you know, I even went and saw him do the film 1941. We became friends from there on out.